Good morning. How nice to have you with us on the Radio Rabbi program. I am your Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello, and we have a wonderful show planned for you today. But first, let me say hello to all my friends in the Tampa Bay area, and we have some new listeners from around the world. Thank you for the emails from Sweden and Ireland. Hello and shalom to all of you as well. We also want to say hello to our Christian friends who are listening. Some of you on your way to church or coming back from the early service, you early birds, you. Thank you for your consistent support of Israel. We are so appreciative. Our producer, Mr. Bill, is with us, and you know we would not be able to broadcast in the Tampa Bay area or around the world or even around the corner if it weren't for Mr. Bill. Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Good morning. You make it easier, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate all that you do for us. And, of course, we say thank you to our charter sponsor, 15 years and counting, Sleep King of Sarasota. Today is Sunday, July 9th, 2017, but on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 15th day in the Hebrew month of Tammuz in the year 5777. Well, we have some Mazel Tovissimos. Well, why do I say that? Because I'm broadcasting to you from my rabbi's study in Italy, in Calabria, in the toe of the boot. That's where I spend a lot of my time. And as rabbi of synagogue near Tamid del Sud, the eternal light of the South. And we say Mazel Tov to some of our bar and bat mitzvah students who joined us this past week, Ava and Mila, who became benot mitzvah here in our Calabrian synagogue, Francesca, who became bat mitzvah in Tuscany, and Hudson, who became bar mitzvah in Rome. And I'm so pleased to have been able to officiate for all of these wonderful students. We have a very interesting program for you, and we welcome back to our program special guest Michael Ordman, who is the founder of Very Good News Israel. Many of you know Very Good News Israel because I share a number of items from this newsletter with you from time to time, and we are going to have a chance to meet and talk with the founder. And Michael will give us an update on good news about Israel and how oftentimes this information is passed over by the mainstream press. But first, as a tribute to our young people, it was Ava who put it so well in her Devar Torah last week when she said, "My bat mitzvah emphasizes the passion I feel to live a Jewish life." So to all of our B'nai Mitzvah all around the world, a song celebrating your passion, Debbie Friedman of Blessed Memory, and the Youth Shall See Visions.
Mostly in 14.
was Debbie Friedman of blessed memory, and the old shall dream dreams, and the youth shall see visions. From a CD, the compilation CD, I should say, three-disc compilation, disc three. I hope that you'll add that to your collection. Well, I promised you a wonderful interview today, and I know it shall be. Michael Ordman, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He highlights Israel's achievements in the fields of medicine and science, technology, business, coexistence, humanitarian aid, culture, entertainment, and sport, and the building of the Jewish state. He's worked in London as an information security manager for a major international bank, but he took early retirement and he made Aliyah to Israel with his wife back in 2007. Michael lives now in Israel, in Netanya. He produces a free weekly positive Israel newsletter called Very Good News Israel that he sends to over 2,600 subscribers and posts on the web. He maintains a searchable database, IsraelActive.com, and that database contains over 11,000 articles. He writes blogs featuring highlights about the Jewish state, which are published online in the Jerusalem Post. They're syndicated and cross-posted on many other websites and Facebook sites as well. And so we say, Baruch haba, welcome to Michael Ordman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rabbi Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I know that this is your second interview with us, and it's been a number of years, and I know that over the years, Very Good News Israel has just been booming, and we often take a number of your articles, which I read religiously and pass on to the Radio Rabbi listeners, and so I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what prompted you to start Very Good News Israel.
Thank you. After making Aliyah, as you say, in 2007, it was difficult to know what to do. I did do some work for my old company for a little while, but then I came to the end of that, and I decided that I had to do something. I was still only in the early 50s, sort of volunteering was what I wanted to do in some way. I just came at a time when Israel was changing vastly from its a socialist sort of state where things were difficult to get things done to an economic and a start-up nation. It was quite an amazing thing to watch it from being here. Prior to having come, I'd seen only sort of negative things from the outside. There was a drought, there was no resources, and suddenly we had desalination plants being built, and we found natural gas, and these things sort of with especially with the Russians coming in, a million Russians came in and really changed the nation into an entrepreneur type environment. So I was seeing all these good things happening, and I said, I'm going to tell people about this because they're not seeing it on the in the global media. If they don't see it from the likes of myself or other sort of Zionist organizations, they're going to think Israel is a terrible place. And unfortunately, I think, you know, countering this negativity was vital. It still is. By putting the positive information about Israel out, I thought I'd get this sort of I'd be able to change the conversation. We always seem to be defending Israel. It's always sort of trying to counter this BDS by trying to sort of defend it. But here I thought by giving positive information, I would actually be able to sort of get people to think that, no, there is all this good stuff is coming from Israel. You can't argue against it. It's all facts. You know, it's not opinion.
Absolutely. And we're talking to Michael Ordman, founder of Very Good News Israel, a wonderful newsletter that tells us good things about Israel. And you talked about Israel being a startup nation. That's a wonderful book. But I think your newsletter is so important because it distills into manageable intellectual bites, if you will. so that people can read about what's going on in Israel, all these good things, and pass it along. We're talking to Michael Ordman. This is the Radio Rabbi Program. I'm Rabbi Barbara Aiello, and this is AM 930, The Answer. How long have you been publishing the newsletter, Michael?
So I started putting out emails in about 2010, initially to friends and family in the UK mainly, and then other people asked for it. They saw it. It got forwarded to them, and I suddenly realised it could go out in a more global form. And I think now the majority of my subscribers are in the United States. Quite a lot in Florida, in fact, one of the biggest states that receives it. It's just taken off really exponentially. I'm quite amazed to see it. I don't see the full results because I only see statistics from my own websites, but because it goes out onto sites like United with Israel and Zionist groups in every country, it's being read by millions, I think, now. It can only be good.
And very good news, Israel has some wonderful stories. Could you tell us some of your most popular stories and what sort of reaction you get to those?
Yes. I say there's about 50 articles every week. I mean, it's enormous. That's the one thing I wanted to show, that actually is so much of it. The people who come back who are reading this are sort of amazed by, really, I think one of the biggest things is the humanitarian work that Israelis do in foreign countries when there is a disaster, unfortunately, which of course is a terrible thing to happen. But Israelis seem to always be the first on the scene, where it's military setting up field hospitals in Haiti or Nepal. Or actually just sending trauma specialists to deal with people. Most of the injuries in these disasters is not caused by physical injuries. It's mental injuries, and Israeli doctors and medics are actually experts in trauma and relieving post traumatic stress disorder, and that's probably one of the most popular things. Of course, when we see Israelis. Israeli hospitals treating Syrians who are supposed to be our enemies, that really brings people's jaws dropping. And these people go back and say good things about Israel, which the governments obviously are trying to ignore. So those are stories that, from the global perspective, are very popular. Others, I'd say that. In certain countries, like England, some of the animal stories are very, very, very popular. Rangan Zoo is one of the big centres for breeding endangered species, and some of those stories get a lot of attention. The Hula Valley we're sort of in the centre point of migration, so the stories about migrating birds and the huge numbers of birds that come over here. That gets a lot of interesting feedback. But some of the really ones, the ones, the crucial ones I see are the medical ones.
I was about to add that. I find that my listeners are most reactive to advances in cancer research, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Those have been highlighted in the newsletter recently, and people react very positively to what's happening in Israel.
Yeah, I mean the people have had individual experience, personal experience of some of these terrible crippling diseases, that they are they see Israel's medical advances in these areas, and really it's going to be insane. In 10 years, this is what the experts here are saying, that we will have conquered most of the brain diseases that are around there at the moment, because the research we're finding in Hebrew University and Ben Gurion University and Weizmann, they are discovering things about our brains that a few years ago this would have been unbelievable, and we're turning this around now, and Israel is at the forefront of these developments.
We're talking to Michael Ordman, who is the producer, publisher of Very Good News Israel, a wonderful newsletter that if you don't subscribe to it, you absolutely should. And if you're a regular listener here on the Radio Rabbi program, you know that we highlight many good things about Israel coming directly from Michael's newsletter. And our last question for you this morning, Michael, is why is a newsletter like yours so necessary?
There's about five or six different reasons. Crucially, I think, from a world point of view, people only hear negative things about Israel in the global media. And when it comes down to it, there are sort of different people in the world. Some people that like Israel immensely, Zionists. Some people don't, anti-Israel people, but the majority of people are actually, they don't know about Israel, they don't care about Israel. Things are more important to them, and they're going to hear things on the press, and they're going to take it all in. They're going to be sort of just accepting what is being said. It's not going to question it. So I have to put out information that is actually going to change their view of Israel, because this is not what they're going to hear. They're going to be shocked by this, and if they see it, they're going to think, "Oh, maybe I'll question what I'm hearing on CNN and some of the other BBC in the UK that puts out negative stories." You know, because it can't all be negative, and they're going to think. So that's the main thing I'm trying to do. Also, in a sense, think about it. There are a lot of Israeli companies out there that have got things to offer, and to keep Israel as an economic success, we want to promote Israeli products. And I see in moments, even in Miami, there's a project to help with relieve the Florida drought at the moment, which is one of the companies, WaterGen, is actually working with one of the Miami suburbs to pull water out of the air. So these companies out there can actually provide great services to the world, and this is the agricultural technology could actually do things like saving world hunger, and Israel's got all that to offer. So from a humanitarian point of view, this news needs to get out there, because people shouldn't say that there's nothing out there that can save people. There is, and Israel can actually provide that.
Absolutely. If our listeners are interested in hearing from you on a regular basis, how do they subscribe to Very Good News Israel?
The easiest thing is to just do a search engine search with Google or another search engine and just look for Very Good News Israel. It usually comes to the top of every search, and click on that and you'll see right at the top an email address to send me an email. It is actually michael.goodnewsisrael@gmail.com, but you'll see that in the when you do the search. So
well,
Very Good News Israel.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We thank Michael for being part of the Radio Rabbi program this morning, and we thank you for all you do to bring the good news about Israel to light throughout the world. You are doing a wonderful service. We appreciate it so very, very much. Blessings to you, Michael, and thank you for being a part of the Radio Rabbi program this morning.
Thank you, Rabbi Barbara, and all the best to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Very Good News Israel. So make sure that you Google that, ladies and gentlemen, and get your weekly or your bi-monthly report on Good News Israel and share it with your friends and family. We send our blessings to Michael with the Kohanim blessing by Susanna. Let's listen.
Yevarechecha Adonai Ve'i Melecha Ya'e Adonai Pana Elecha Ve'unika Yisa Adonai Pana Elecha Ve'yase Lecha Shalom Lecha shalom Yevarechecha Adonai
And that was the Kohanim blessing sung so beautifully by Susanna right here on the Radio Rabbi program. I am your radio rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. This is AM 930, The Answer. And we had Michael Ordman on. If you missed us, you know you can always listen as a podcast, meaning a recording downloaded to your computer, a live stream as well. And you can find all that information and those links at RabbiBarbara.com. RabbiBarbara.com. Scroll down to the little picture of the microphone, the Radio Rabbi program, and there you will find all the information that you need. Michael Ordman was on talking about Very Good News Israel. So if you missed it, I hope that you'll listen up whenever you get a chance. We're going to talk a little bit about Moses today. This coming Shabbat's Torah portion continues to spotlight our man Moses. We learned last week that as a result of his momentary dereliction of duty, hitting the rock twice, God tells Moses that he will die before he reaches Eretz Israel, the promised land. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Appel addressed this Moses predicament in an interesting piece that Rabbi Appel calls Dying a Good Death. And this is what the rabbi writes. Perhaps one of the greatest of human tragedies is when a person who has lived a fine and upright life turns to evil in the twilight of his days. The Talmud tells the story of a greatly respected high priest who ministered to the Jewish people for decades. Tragically, in the final years of his life, he changed radically. His attitude and demeanor reversed itself, and the high priest, once selfless and responsible, came to deny God, the Torah, and all of his once precious Jewish traditions. The Talmud makes note of this change and advises that everyone should repent the day before he dies. Obviously, since no one knows when his day of death will be, the Talmudic wisdom recommends that we set aside a little time every day to think about our actions. In fact, many of us Jews recite a prayer three times a day asking God for help in repairing our misdeeds. So what about the importance of dying a good death? Rabbi Appel finds a beautiful example in the upcoming Torah portion called Pinchas. In this parsha, Moses is told by God to prepare to die. Oy vey, especially since Moses' life had been characterized perhaps more than anything else by his great dedication to the Jewish people. Time and time again, he went through the three T's, travail, turmoil, and sorrows, just to help them. Faced with the news that death is on its way, it is surprising what Moses does not ask for. What Moses does not ask for. You would think that Moses would ask for a little more time, a longer life, but he does not. Instead, his immediate response is to ask God to ensure that the Jewish people are blessed with a proper leader. He prays that the nation should not be like a flock without a shepherd. Moses' dedication to the people is so great that even when faced with the specter of his own death, even then his first concern is with the welfare of the Jewish people. Now, the commentators point out the usual way in which Moses addresses God. Moses refers to the God of the spirits. God of the spirits is a reference in the Jewish tradition that is hardly ever made. However, Rashi, one of our greatest commentators, explains that the spirits referred to here are the souls of the individual Israelites. What Moses was saying is that God is sensitive to the needs of each individual, of each personal spirit. So when Moses directs his prayer to the God of the spirits, Moses is asking that God help the new leader of Israel so that he or she, it was he, of course, can take care of each and every Jew. Both in life and death, Moses showed himself to be totally at one with his people. This genuine concern for each individual has become the hallmark of Jewish leadership throughout the centuries. The Talmud, in particular, stresses that a leader must understand how everyone has her or his own particular view of reality. The leader must be able to rise above pettiness and become the umbrella, which both encompasses and protects everyone. And Moses, he was a master of this. In fact, the Kabbalah, the Jewish mystics, tell us that the Kabbalah drives home this point by declaring that every Jew has a little piece of Moses in him. So, Nu, where do you and Moses connect? Where are you a leader? Are you a leader at home as a parent? Are you a leader at work as a boss? Are you a leader on the field as a team captain? Are you a board president or a committee chair? If any one of these apply to you, then you've got that little piece of Moses in you. So like Moses did, you can put the needs of the group before your own. You can be your group's umbrella, encompassing and protecting everyone with the sensitivity to the spirit of each person, encompassing and protecting every single one. We'll talk about Army and Moses today, right here on the Radio Rabbi program. I'm your radio rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. I'm so glad that you joined with us today. We've got some new listeners from Europe, from Sweden and Ireland. How nice to have you with us today. We have some Yiddish music I hope you'll like. Hava Albertstein is a wonderful Yiddish songstress, and the song is Donna Donna.
Das Kerbel liegt gebunden mit der Strick. Euch im Himmel flieh, das Schwerbel dreht sich hin und zurück. Lacht der Wind in den Korn, lacht und er lacht und er lacht. Lacht der Opa Toga ganzen mit der halber Nacht. Hey, da 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 Donna, donna, donna. Schrei das Kerbel, sagt der Bäuer, wer sie heißt, ich sei nach Kolb. Wollt gekennt auf seiner Feuge, wollt gekennt auf seiner Schwar. Lacht der Wind in die Korn, lacht und er lacht und er lacht. Lacht der Opa Toga ganz in der Mitte halber Nacht. Kerber tut man bin, und man schleppt, und man schafft. Wer so fliegen, flieht er reuft, ist bei keine mit kein Knecht. Lacht der Wind in den Korn, lacht und er lacht und er lacht. Lacht der Robotoga ganz in den Winter halber Nacht.
And that was Hava Albertstein, a wonderful CD, Yiddish Songs, and that was a wonderful familiar Yiddish song, right? Donna Donna, right here on the Radio Rabbi program. A regular feature on the Radio Rabbi program is the Misha Berak prayer. We pray for those who are ill, and we ask for refuah shlema, for complete healing of body, mind, or spirit. And today I've been asked to mention for the Misha Berak prayer so that we can enlarge that spiritual energy that the Kabbalists, the Jewish mystics, talked about, when there's greater strength when we pray together, even than when we pray alone. And we pray today for Dennis and Muriel, Leanne and Bernie, Paul, Helen, Murray, Arthur, Blanche, Elaine, Victoria, Andrea, and Sandy. And now, add your names. Say those names aloud. That's right. Just like the Kabbalists would want us to do. As we listen to the beautiful words of comfort sung by Debbie Friedman of blessed memory, the CD is Renewal of Spirit and the prayer is the Misha Berak.
Help us find
the Misha Barak Prayer for Healing, a regular feature here on the Radio Rabbi Program, AM 930, The Answer FM 103.1 and 93.7 as well. Speaking of regular features, we always like to give a nice shout out and a thank you to the wonderful Sarasota Company that produced that fabulous ad. Do you remember Larry Cohen? Buy it today, sleep on it tonight, even if we have to carry it on our backs. And the two guys are running out of the shop with the carrying the mattress. It was a classic, wasn't it? As was Larry Cohen of blessed memory. And continuing along the same vein with wonderful service, personal service, and a fabulous selection is Steve Prophet, who is the new owner and manager of Sleep King of Sarasota, 1901. On Hanson Street is where you find them. The telephone number is 922-5271, 922-5271. And I hope that if you need a brand new mattress, oh, I don't think so, Radio Rabbi. Well, I asked you this question, and Steve would too. How old is the mattress you currently sleep on? Is it more than 10 years? Have you tried to flip it over and you can't move it? You know why? Dust mites. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. And so for 10, 12, 15 years at most, it's time to switch out the mattress. But I don't want my mattress to go into a landfill. I'm concerned about the environment. Well, Sleep King is as well, and they offer discount prices, free delivery, free financing, free setup and removal. The mattress is recycled. They are committed to keeping a green environment. Absolutely. What will you find if you stop by Sleep King? Well, you'll find platform beds and day beds, lovely headboards, hospital beds if necessary, adjustable beds, bed frames, all different kinds of pillows, mattress pads, mattress encasements, allergy bedding, and if you're traveling, you may want to pick up a bed bug protector. Absolutely. Steve knows that above all, though, your mattress is most important, and that's why the Simmons Collection, Beautyrest, True Energy, Comfortpedic, and World Class, all of those you can stretch out and take a little snooze and see which one you like. The Sealy brands are also well represented. Stearns & Foster, Posturepedic, and Optimum. The Serta brands, iComfort, that's the one I have, Perfect Sleeper, the iSeries, and the Visco Foam, the Latex Memory, Foam Beds, and Foam Mattresses, too, including the Hybrid Mattress that offers memory foam with a box spring. Steve says it's the best of both worlds. All these years, 30-plus, not one single complaint to the Better Business Bureau. That is important, and that is because Steve has continued Larry Cohen's emphasis on applying Torah principles in business and being a community-minded, philanthropic, and wonderful businessman. So stop by Sleep King of Sarasota at 1901 Hanson Street, or go to my website, rabbibarbara.com, scroll down to Sleep King, and scroll down to the Radio Rabbi Program. Click on Sleep King, and you will find all of the products that are on sale and on special there as well. We thank you so much, Sleep King, for being a charter sponsor of the Radio Rabbi Program. We're going to listen to a little more music, and we have Hava Albert Steen back again. The Jewish Partisan Song, again, the CD is Yiddish songs, and how about Zognit King Moyle, the wonderful Partisan Song. Let's listen.
Sag nit kein mol, als du gehst dem letzten Weg. Himmeln bleiene, verstellen blaue Tag. Kommen wird doch unser ausgebänkte Schor. Sveta poigt an unser Trott, mir sennen do. Kommen wird doch unser ausgebänkte Schor. Sveta poigt an unser Trott, mir sennen do. Von grünem Palmenland bis Land von weißem Schnee. Wir kommen on mit unser Pein, mit unser Weh. Und wo gefallen sie, da spritzt von unser Blut. Sprotzen wird dort unser Gwure, unser Mut. Und wo gefallen sie, da spritzt von unser Blut. sprotzen, wird dort unser Gwure, unser Mut. Es wird die Morgensonne begilden uns dem Heid, und der Nächten wird verschwinden mit dem Feind. Nur euch versammeln wird die Sonne und der Kajor, wie ein Parol soll gehen das Lied von dort zu dort. Nur euch versammeln wird die Sonne und der Kajor, wie a Parol soll gehen das Lied von Dor zu Dor. Das Lied geschrieben ist mit Blut und nicht mit Blei. Es ist nicht kein Lied von a Fegeläuf der Frei. Das hat a Volk zwischen fallenden Gewänd. Das Lied gesungen Ganges in die Hände. Das hat ein Volk zwischen Fallen gewohnt. Das Lied gesungen mit Ganges in die Hände. Das sag nicht kein Mal, als du gehst den letzten Weg. Wenn Himmeln bleien, ne verstehen blaue Tage. Kommen wird doch unser Haus gebänkte Schor. Es wird ein Beug an unser Trat, wir sehnen von unser Trotz mir sehnen so.
And that was the Jewish Partisan Song sung by Hava Albertstein. Well, Michael Bond, the author whose literary creation, Paddington Bear, beloved by millions of children and adults around the world, has passed away at age 91. But the world he created endures, a polite, old-fashioned Britain where a lonely bear, newly arrived in Paddington Station in London, sported a sign imploring people to please look after this bear and was taken home and adopted by the kindly Brown family. When Mr. Bond wrote his first Paddington book in 1958, he was inspired by the influx of thousands of Jewish children into London before World War II. These groups of unaccompanied children, parents were barred from traveling with their kids, were called kinder transports and eventually brought between 9 and 10,000 Jewish children to Britain. The children were a pitiful sight, clutching their few belongings and wearing signs identifying them. About half of the kinder transport children were looked after by British foster families throughout the world. As a child, Michael Bond watched a group of these children arrive at the train station in the town of Reading. Years later, he recalled the profound impact that sight made on him. I remember their labels around their necks, and then I remember going to the cinema and seeing on the newsreel that Hitler had moved into some new country and seeing footage of elderly people pushing prams with all their belongings. Refugees are a sad sight. So in his Paddington books, Mr. Bond included a kindly Jewish-Hungarian refugee, Dr. Gruber, who owns an antique store and enjoys many of Paddington's many mid-morning snacks with the bear. In later years, Mr. Bond revealed he based his character on his real-life literary agent, Harvey Una, who was also a Jewish refugee. Together, Paddington and Mr. Gruber form a counterweight to the small-minded and intolerant neighbor, Mr. Curry, in the Paddington books. The Jewish children that Michael Bond witnessed decades ago changed the way that he looked at the world. They all had a label around their neck with a name and address and a little case or package containing their treasured possessions. In his own way, Paddington was a tribute to these brave children. Paddington, in a sense, was a refugee, Mr. Bond later explained. His beloved creation, the small brave bear, lives on to inspire generations of readers and serves as a tribute to the children of the kinder transport who, like Paddington, left all they knew behind to travel to safety in a new and strange land. Paddington Bear's Jewish Roots, right here on the Radio Rabbi program. Well, I hope you enjoyed our program today. We, at the top of the hour, I should say at the bottom of the hour, right? When do we start? 8:30, right? That's the bottom of the hour. We had a wonderful interview with Michael Ordman of Very Good News Israel. I encourage you, if you didn't hear the interview, to at least Google Very Good News Israel. You'll find wonderful things that are happening in Israel that very few people hear about, and you can be the Israeli emissary and pass that information along. Well, Radio Rabbi is a pluralistic program, and what do we mean by that? Well, whether Reform, a Progressive, Orthodox, or Reconstructionist, Conservative, or Renewal, are you part of the humanistic or Ashkenazi or Sephardic group of Jews? Are you Anusim? That means that your family was once Jewish and forced into conversion during the Inquisition. Are you crypto-Jewish, Muranos, or Conversos, like my family? Maybe you're a cultural, a secular, or a gastronomical Jew. You know what? We're all part of the Mishpoka. We're part of a worldwide, wonderful Jewish family. As we say to you, welcome home. This is Rabbi Barbara Aiello, your radio rabbi. We'll see you next week on AM 930, The Answer, FM 103.1 or 93.7. See you then. Bye now.
Shalom, chaverim. Shalom, chaverim. Shalom, chaverim. Shalom, chaverim. Goodbye.